Well, it's a wonderful thing to be able to know that. It's another wonderful thing to know that Jesus instituted something for us that we can always remember. As when they were in the upper room, right before he was arrested and sent to the cross, they were celebrating the Passover meal. The Passover meal is a celebration and a reacting of the occurrence that where they were delivered out of bondage in Egypt, a slave. And they're come now that we have what we call a Seder, which simply means an order of worship. And they were doing this in the upper room. They were telling the story about how they were delivered from bondage from Egypt. And they went through all the different rituals and so forth. And when they came to the bread, I'm talking about the manna, and when they came to the bread and they were going to share the bread, and they broke the bread, Jesus said, this represents my body, which will be broken for you. And they broke that bread, and they gave it to each, and Jesus said, take, eat this, all of it. And then he took the cup. And it was a cup of wine. We use Welch's grape juice, unfermented wine. We don't know if the wine was fermented or not, but we do know it was grape, called the wine. And it was in the Passover meal. There's four cups of that celebration. And the third cup is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And when he took the cup, he instituted something different, like he did with the bread, telling them, this bread represents my broken body. He had lifted it to heaven and gave thanks. O King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And he told them, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now, they were all raised Jewish, and they knew that there could not be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Here, God manifested in the flesh, telling them his blood is going to be sufficient for the forgiveness of your sin. Then he said to them afterwards, to gather often and do this in remembrance of me. And that's what we do when we participate in what we call Holy Communion or Eucharist or Last Supper. And we take the bread in these little cups. Somebody really got creative during COVID and said, oh, well, we're going to have a hard time celebrating communion because of all the things and everybody concerned about catching something and all that. So somebody came up with these little ideas, and they took the wafer, which is something that the Episcopalians and the Roman Catholics use all the time. If you've ever been to any of their services, it's a little wafer, and they take it, and it represents the body of Christ. So you said, this is the body of Christ, and you put it in your mouth, and you say, ooh, that's bland. It's like cardboard. But it represents the body of Christ. So then you take the cup that's in this little is the juice, and when you take the juice, which represents the blood of Christ, our taste buds come alive. And you say, wow, thank you, Lord. What a wonderful thing. So we come together to remind us that God loved us so much that he took all the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. So whenever we celebrate Holy Communion, it's sort of like a memorial and saying, thank you, God, for loving us so much that you sent your Son to come and to die on the cross for us for the forgiveness of all of the sins of the world. Did you know that Jesus died for everybody? Not just us who call him Lord, but for everybody. And it's up to the world whether they want to accept that love or that grace and that forgiveness. But he died for all of us. That's why when he was on the cross and he cried out, like in Psalm 22, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He felt that brief separation from God. Because God could not be in the presence of sin. And here's God looking at his Son on the cross with the sins of the world on his shoulders. And then when he gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple. In the temple, you could only go to temple, but you had to get the priest to take your requests and stuff to God and go into the Holy of Holies. But when Jesus died, that veil or the curtain in the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, signifying that we have direct access to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. No longer you need a priest. You don't need anybody to pray for you. You can do all this yourself because you've got the key to the universe, Jesus Christ.